This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say we do a midweek Wednesday post-game podcast? I mean, that's what we're doing. So what's up, Al?
Good morning there, Jerry. I have an article pulled up here. Of course, there's 9,000 pop-up ads. But there's an interesting article about, remember from Three's Company, Suzanne Summers?
Chrissy.
She was Chrissy, right, on yep. Suzanne Summers, a very beautiful woman, Jerry.
Yes, she was.
In the 1970s. And she kept herself in shape for a very long time.
Yeah.
She died in October of 2023, just before her 77th birthday. She left behind a husband who was 88 years old. Well, he was just given a Suzanne Summers AI robot.
Oh, boy.
It is a robot that looks like her, and he can talk to it. And it will talk to him like he asked it. What are your favorite memories of us? And she gave him specific memories.
So it's interesting. There was a, you know, I like NCIS.
Yes.
There was an episode, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of these 20 seasons that they've done, 22 seasons. And one of the things, in part of the story, was there was this tech company, and the guy was developing, not a robot, but an AI image of a person that before the person died would load in all of their information and memories that they could think of. And the computer would then basically generate an AI brain. And then with the help of the way we can do everything now, there would be the person, it was like she was sitting in a chair and you could talk to it. And it had the memories of the person that was deceased.
Right.
And even though it was fake, it was very real. I remember saying to my wife, like, how scary that was, but also interesting at the same time. Because while you're not talking to, in this case, your grandmother, you're talking to your grandmother.
Right.
It's creepy.
Yeah. You know how I say I talk to Grok like it's my therapist? You're right. Like, if I loaded in, any one of us has said so many things on the radio, right? So let me just take Boomer since he's the most famous.
Sure.
If I take all the Boomer shows and I feed them into AI, I could then have a full-on conversation with Robot Boomer.
Yeah.
And based on, if I asked him about, like, let's say Boomer Boomer passes away.
Well, that would be tragic.
Today,
good God.
Yeah, it'd be very tragic. But in like 5 years, if I had all that Boomer information, in 5 years, I could ask Boomer AI, Boomer, these are the top five quarterbacks that are supposed to go in the draft this year. Now, Boomer wouldn't have seen these guys play. But it would answer, based on how Boomer has talked about other quarterbacks, very strange. Now, there's no word in any of these articles. I did see him standing with the robot. I saw the robot.
Did it look real?
It looked pretty good.
Oh, boy. I have to see.
There's no word if he... It didn't say he could make love to the robot.
Oh, good God. Wait, why do you got to go there?
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Can he make love to the robot? And would you have made the robot, you know, Chrissy from Three's Company? You know what I'm saying, Jerry? When she would wear negligees.
I'm taking a look.
And talk to that robot.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
So he actually requested this.
Yeah, he wanted this.
Wow.
He wanted his Suzanne Summers. I didn't realize they were married like 55 years. So this wasn't like an old fling.
Right, right, right.
They were together when they were both very young.
I don't see the photo of the robot, though. I would like to see it.
If you scroll, there's a New York Post article about it, Jerry.
Yeah, that's what I was
on. If you scroll all the way down, you'll see him sitting next to the robot. It's not a great photo. Like, it's hard to kind of tell.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah. So that's just interesting. I don't know if he can have relations with the robot would be my only question. I don't feel like anybody asked that question. And I think they should have. Where are today's journalists?
Jordan? I don't know.
Where they're asking the great questions.
I will tell you, this guy has aged very well.
Yeah, both of them did. She aged great too. And she used to talk about, like, in interviews, like, she was almost 77. In interviews, she would be talking about how they're still making love all the time.
I do remember that. You know who was very open about that and very detailed about the sex life was Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Sting was on, I want to say Oprah maybe one day, and he talked about, you know, when you're on tour, you're away a long time. So what he and his wife would do, if I'm remembering this correctly, was they would set aside like 4 days and just do nothing but bang. I guess that's not interesting to you.
Well, it's the same person for 4 days.
It is. They had to make up for lost time, is what he said. They would lay around naked, and they would just do all sorts of stuff for days.
Yeah. I think that's what the Suzanne Summers was doing. That's why this guy, you know, she passed in 2023, so a year and a half later, he's probably like, what if I got a robot of her?
You just made it
that sweet.
I do agree with you. You just made it very clear that a few days is too long. What's your ideal?
Laying around having sex with the same person for 4 days? Is someone you've been married to for all these years? What?
Boy,
if you were to say Sting, you've been married to Trudy, who is his wife. You've been married to Trudy for 50 years. I have a young 27-year-old I'd like you to make love to for 4 days. He'd be like, yeah, I'm in. But the same woman, and same for her. Does she want to lay around with Sting for 4 days after she's already been with Sting for 40 years?
You are too funny.
They do the tantric sex, those two, Sting and Trudy. Many years ago, he was a guest on the Howard Stern show.
And okay.
He and his wife were on Howard Stern. So Howard was very, very
interested in this.
So they put themselves in some sort of trance, meditative trance, which I guess gives him a bone for hours at a time. And then he's able to do that.
I guess so.
Very strange.
By the way, is the robot the young-looking one that I'm looking at?
No, the robot that I saw, she's in a miniskirt. Miniskirt, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, but she's, yeah, okay. It really doesn't look like her, though, to me.
Yeah, they haven't perfected that yet. So no, that's why maybe he's not making love to it. He's just speaking to it.
Looks like a blonde robot.
Yeah.
But you're telling me she's loaded with all the information and intel from Suzanne Summers?
I don't know how much they've put in there. Like, so I don't know if it was this a setup where he knew which questions to ask the robot.
Oh, okay.
You know
Got
what I mean? And they're just kind of showing what could be.
Right.
Because I don't know how they would get all that. Like, we have all our audio out there. Jerry, you and I are going to be robots for years to come after we pass
away. We might be.
I hope, Jerry.
Maybe one day my voice can call a Nets game.
Yeah, one day. Right. Because you got all this basketball knowledge.
Something like that.
What if in the future, Jerry, I'm talking like 100 years from now, we're long gone, but our voices, our images are now AI, and we get 1,000 views on one of our YouTube. Like, just really big. Just one day, like in the future.
That would be really cool.
That'd be really awesome.
We do get 1,000 views. The problem is we don't get much more than that.
All right. Well, we were only getting 400 views at one point, so we're moving on up.
We are moving on up. It's stalled, but we are moving up.
Then I think this story of the Suzanne Summers robot relates to, I keep seeing now, I brought up to you the other day that 23andMe was like going bankrupt or something, and they were looking to sell the company.
And you're worried about China.
And I was like, we were worried about, like, where's all this information going? So I've seen multiple editorials by tech people who said that you can go on the your profile on 23andMe and you can delete your information.
Oh, okay. I will be doing that.
It says if you first go to it, there's a place for you to download your information.
Okay.
So you can download it to your computer or something, save it, then delete it from them.
Oh, okay.
My question is, though.
Is it really deleted?
Correct.
Yeah,
we know how often we go, like I've seen so many murder documentaries, and a guy like murder his entire family and then delete all the phone messages, delete all the emails.
They still get it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. They still get it.
Yep. I know. Plus, what have they done with it? Have they sold any of the information already?
Right. When they were starting to get desperate.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? So I still will probably do that because I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't even care to download any. I don't care.
Don't care what percentage of Norwegian you are?
Well, I don't. But like you guys did the whole thing on St. Patrick's Day, I believe you did it with CeeLo, about what percentage of Italian you were or Irish you were. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll log in. Let me see. And I was zero. I was surprised. I was
zero 90, Irish.
I think I was 96% of Italian descent.
Nice.
And then, but zero Irish. But like, what do I need that for?
Probably don't.
It was for a live show.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I think the thing people most, especially in, I'm going to say in America, I don't know about these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
In America, if you were doing 23andMe, if you could say where is my ancestry from, Italian would be what people would want.
Okay.
I think people love to be Italian.
I guess.
Good food, good looking people.
Yeah.
Nice skin.
See, I don't look at myself as an Italian. I grew up in New Jersey.
You're New Jersey.
I was born here. Just because my grandparents were born in Italy doesn't make me, I don't know.
So your actual grandparents, your parents' parents, were born in Italy.
They were.
Wow. So that definitely makes you that percentage.
Great. But I don't view myself as such. I just don't.
Before you delete, may I buy your information?
Yes.
I would like to make a Jerry robot.
$27,000.
Oh, that's pricey, Jerry.
A little steep.
And I want to make a Jerry Recco robot. Then I did Google because I was like, okay, so let's say you go to 23andMe, you say delete my records. Okay, like we said, could they probably bring it up? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So then I asked AI, when I send in my spit to 23andMe,
mm-hmm.
once they get my information and they go, okay, you're this much Italian, do they destroy my spit, or is my spit sitting
somewhere?
They
freeze it or something.
And it said it depended on what boxes you checked when you signed up.
Really?
Because you could have, and I'm trying to think which I would have done here. It said, after we get your readings, do you want us to destroy it? Or would you like us to save it so that when more advancements come in this, we can just use this sample and give you more information.
I don't remember that.
I probably would have as a sucker for more information.
Yeah, I don't remember that question coming up.
I don't either.
But it probably did because there were a million of them.
Right.
So that would be, I mean, there's something cool about it. Like if there's some technological advance or biological advance that can cure cancer or can, I don't know. Like why wouldn't you know? Why wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah, and then part of me thinks like, okay, let's say China gets a hold of this. Okay, so they know I'm 49% Irish. What is, I don't know, you know, it's not personal information. Do they care whether I'm more likely than you to get hopped up on caffeine?
We've talked about this a lot. What these companies do with our information is how they make money.
Yeah.
How? I don't know. So I could see it being valuable, but I'm with you. I don't know what they do with it.
Yeah.
But it's clearly the way to get to build wealth for these companies.
Right. And like we say, like we talked a couple of years ago on here, like, I can't believe Google Maps is so great and it's free.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait, they're you taking all our information. But what's so bad about that? I would like to know.
For me, nothing, because I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I don't care. You want to know that I'm driving up and down Route 35 often? Fine.
Right.
have a ball. What do you want me to tell you? My life's kind of boring, actually. You know, there's nothing aside from coming to work, going to watch my kids play, and going to the golf course or out to dinner. There ain't much happening.
Does that now? I know the iPhones have a thing called My Location.
Yeah.
Does your phone have a similar thing?
I feel like it does, but I don't know.
Like, let me ask you this. Is there anyone in your family, your children, where you can look to see where they are at all times?
Well, yeah. So there's a, my wife does Life 360.
Oh, yeah.
So that is, what the hell is this? I just got a very strange email, or text rather. So she does Life 360 with them. I don't know why I don't have it. I should. But in terms of location, I do believe I have that on my phone. I don't do much with my phone.
Like you could see where your wife and kids are at all times?
I can't because their iPhone, all three of them.
Oh, they are.
And they use Life 360, so they can. I'm kind of out.
I would think with Life 360, because that's a separate app and that's not an iPhone only app, that yeah. You might be able to get in the mix on that.
I probably can. I just got to download it. Just haven't. I do have location services on my phone. So, and it's on apparently.
Yeah.
Someone's watching.
That's different because that'll just tell you, like, when you go on an app where if you wanted to go on maps, you need location services on. But yeah, it's funny. I have, I have like my mom, my two sisters, one of my nieces.
On Life 360?
No, on Apple Locator. One is just on like.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny to see sometimes.
Like what's happening, where they're at?
Well, sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to call my mother. Let me see if she's home first. And I'll look and I'll see if she's at ShopRite. I'm not going to call her and bug her. Or I'll check to see if my sister's at work. Then I won't call. And they do that with me, too.
I'm sure.
Oh, I saw you were out walking your dog, so I didn't want to bug you.
I'm sure this wouldn't be the case, obviously, with your family. But if you saw, like, it doesn't matter. Pick one of your sisters. And all of a sudden you started noticing, like, her phone was at a random house, and it was the same house in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, I would question that.
Would you, though, would you? That's her life.
I think I might question it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, like, I have older parents, so, and they live near my younger sister.
Right.
So sometimes if she's taking them to a hospital for just a run-of-the-mill test, she will give me and my sister a heads up. Say, hey, if you look on your phone and you see we're in the hospital.
That's just smart.
Don't panic.
All good.
All good, yeah. Right. So no worries.
Interesting.
But it's sometimes I wish I had all your guys' location.
Take it. I don't care.
Like if I were to say like, Jerry, you know, sometimes we'll get to some days, you know, we look for parking. Sometimes we come in earlier for a reason. Sometimes we come in later for a reason. But like sometimes you go, it's 4:10. I haven't seen Jerry. Let me just check my phone. And
see where he is.
Oh, Jerry's circling the block looking for something. You know, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I know. And if you see the dot by my house,
Jerry's still in his bed or his phone's there.
Right. Or as you're laying down at 7 p.m. getting settled in. Why is he in Iowa?
Right, Rutgers.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? The Life 360 actually goes a lot deeper than just the location on your iPhone.
Okay.
Because I could only, on the iPhone, you can only look to see somewhere where someone is live.
Mm-hmm.
The Life 360, you could go backwards.
Oh, is that true?
And see where they drove.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could see like, they visited. Like you might look on your phone. And you could see your son went to Best Buy, then to Whole Foods, then home,
right.
Then to work, then to school, then back home. That's like that's a little much,
I think. That's interesting. I agree. I mean, there is, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to hide.
Right.
But there is also a little bit of an invasion of privacy, too.
Yes.
You know, but again, the only people that really complain about that are people that are hiding stuff.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like I've said, you can have my location. I don't care.
Or if like your kid just doesn't want to be questioned about every place he goes to. You know, he's an adult. He drives.
So that to me depends on the parenting and the relationship. I mean, I am not questioning my kids on anything. They seem to be good kids. I'm not. My head is not in the sand. I'm sure they've done stupid stuff. We did stupid stuff. So I know that. But I'm also not, unless there's a reason, I don't pepper him with questions. I don't. He's living his life. He's 20 years old now. Hope he makes the right decisions, you know?
Right.
But I also think, like, when we were in high school, there were kids, I wouldn't even say friends, but kids in my class that I knew that could not wait to graduate from high school and couldn't wait to get the hell out of their parents' house and get away to a school, and would go there the day before they were allowed to actually move in because they just couldn't. I mean, the time couldn't pass fast enough. My parents didn't treat me like like that.
Right.
I wasn't running away to anything. And I think we've kind of been similar parents. My kids aren't running away anywhere.
Yeah, you know? I think that's tough too. Like, if once your kids are out of the house and they're like going to college, now you want to have that thing to be able to see where they are in case of emergency.
Yeah.
But you can't always be looking at it.
I agree.
Right.
Like my son was in Florida for spring break last week. Actually, he had a wild week in Florida. He was there Tuesday to Sunday, essentially. And the only time I was talking to my wife about this, like you can't just follow him on it, which she wouldn't. But the only thing she did do was just make sure when she woke up in the morning that he was at the hotel, or I guess they rented an Airbnb, actually, that is low-key, he was at the house. She woke up, saw that, she go, I can go on with my day.
Yes.
What she didn't want to do was wake up and see the phone, you know, in the ocean.
Right.
Or on the beach or something.
Correct.
You know, or in a jail cell.
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is okay.
Right, because it could get crazy if you're the worrying type and your kid's at college and it's a Saturday night and kids go out at midnight or 11.
They were going out at 11 p.m.
Yeah, and you want to be in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my one niece, she just went to Miami with her friends. And my sister has her, you know, all her locations. And my sister said, she said to her the one day, she goes, every time I look, you're in your hotel room. She goes, oh, that's because we're in the clubs from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Wow.
That's when they go out in Miami.
Yeah. I hate that, too.
That's
thank God
the worst.
Thank God enough girls. That would freak me out like you have no idea.
Yeah, I agree. Double standard, right? You let the boy was going out at 2
it's
in the morning.
A double, it is and it's not, because the mom, I think, would have... I think, like, my wife has similar concerns about my son.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas I don't. And I think I would have those concerns about a daughter, whereas my wife would be like, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it the problem for me would be, as guys, and having been around some good dudes and some really trash bags, those trash bags are out there. And it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah. Then I was even hearing, like, the girls that went on this trip to Miami. You know how they always worried about people, like, putting things in their drinks and things? That they were all only going to have drinks in cans that they opened.
Yeah. The problem with that is you better be careful if you put it down for just literally 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It happens quick, man. So it's a smart, but that doesn't mean you're in the clear. You still got to maintain that can in your hand and eyes kind of on it.
I know I've seen on Shark Tank a product where you could put it, like, let's say you open a can.
Yeah.
And then there was a stopper to put in it while you're holding it so that no one can slip stuff in. I mean, think of where we are as a society, Jerry. We're worrying about people dosing our drinks so that they can take advantage of us.
And rape them.
Correct.
Or, and worse, kidnap them.
Or kidnap them, right.
Human trafficking is a real problem.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's sad. That's why you've got it right. Stay in your condo. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Again, and I see this woman every day, Jerry. At the same time I come in every day in
running?
New York City. Yeah.
I know. I think I know the girl you're talking about. I know.
Same pattern.
I know. So she's got a pattern. You know where she's going to be, what time she's going to be, and
not
she's
great
alone.
Areas.
And she's alone.
I
want to stop her and shake her and say, what are you doing? Or I go to jail.
She must know jujitsu.
I hope so.
With a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. And she might not. You just hope she does. You hope she... By the way, you talk about getting older and wanting to learn karate and all, and you say you're too old. Don LaGreca is older than you. I had lunch with him yesterday. Kickboxing 3 to 4 nights a week. He's dropped like 50 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
And he could kick someone right in the head, probably.
Correct. Roundhouse kick right to the side of the head. I can still do that. I can still do.
Like, if your adrenaline was going and someone was attacking you in the street, could you roundhouse kick somebody?
I could. Oh, absolutely.
I would love to see you drop.
Very good format.
I would love to see you drop a criminal.
Okay.
I
don't want that to happen. I don't want to be involved in that.
Man.
Come on now.
No, I'm saying, I would love to see the sweet revenge of a guy who thinks he's taking advantage of you. Roundhouse kick to the head, right upside his face.
It would be fun. But I'm good.
Tremendous, Jerry.
I don't need it. And what's fun is when you hit the pads, not the stand-up thing. I don't like that. I don't like the heavy bag. They have these heavy, stand-up heavy bags, not the hanging ones. Something, I don't know. That's fine. But when someone's holding that gigantic...
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like kicking bag, basically. And you can drive it right into them. Oh, it's all, and you knock them off their spot.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That feels like something.
That is fun.
What about the one where it's in the shape of a man that you're hitting?
It's okay. It's fine.
I feel like those are more for self-defense classes where Maybe. They're trying to show you like where
the spots.
Where to hit them in the jaw.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Or ring their ears.
Yeah, go for the throat.
I saw a weird guy yesterday when I was coming in.
Just one?
Yeah, I did just see one. He was really tall, and he was wearing a hoodie with weird glasses. He almost looked like a fake criminal. And he was walking really slow, and he was ahead of me, and I didn't get out of my car. I gave him almost full block. Then I got out of my car. Then he just kind of walked over to the right and sat down somewhere. I was like, no, like I'm not passing this guy sitting down. Then a few moments later, he got up again and continued walking, and then I took a different angle and snuck in
at
entrance. Because I don't know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
I don't know how to kick somebody in the head.
I hear you.
I'd love to get a fight between you and Don LaGreca.
Just I don't kicking want to fight Don LaGreca. No thanks.
Just kicks.
I told you I did kickboxing. I got kicked in the side of the head and punched on the side. I had a concussion for a week.
That's what's tough about learning kickboxing is sometimes people kick you.
If you spar.
If you're sparring,
yes.
Yeah.
And I did do, it's got to be, 10 years ago now, right? Longer. It's when my younger son was born is when I was at the top of doing that. So so probably 13 years ago is when I stopped.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's when right around then is when I was really getting into the sparring, getting my ass kicked. You get some good shots in, but you took more than you gave.
Yeah.
And I was no question. I was dazed for 3 days. I didn't feel
right. Yeah, it's not good.
No. Not
needed. We don't need that.
I don't get the UFC guys.
I know.
Like I'm sparring with guys essentially my level, maybe a little bit better. All good. And we've got headgear. And these guys go in there and they're kicking the living crap out of each other. How?
I don't know.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm 51 now, so when I was doing this, I'm talking I was in my late 30s.
Yeah, still a young, vibrant man.
Pretty much. And oof, that didn't agree with me.
Yeah.
But
all right, Charles, to the warm-up show. We did that together today. We'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday. See ya!